This Channel 2 right in the beginning of the visit, Miss Bessie, this Monday at noon, the 30th of August, 1971, the day after her big birthday party for the male chorus. And she's she's not vigorous now. She's tired. This Channel 2 right in the beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie at noon, Monday, the 30th of August, 1971. This is Channel 2 right in the beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie at noon, Monday, the 30th of August, 1971. Channel 2 right and the beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie at noon, Monday, the 30th of August, 1971, the day after her big birthday party for the male chorus. Channel 2 right, beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie at noon on Monday, the 30th of August, 1971, the day after her big party, her birthday party, for the male chorus. Channel 2 right, beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie, 30th of August, 1971.
Oh, bless her heart.
Bessie, man. I've got orange juice.
Huh?
I've got orange juice, and I've got grape soda.
Hey, I'd like a little string of orange.
And I've got grape soda, and I've got sodas. Or orange juice. Now, what do you want? What you want?
I'll take the soda.
Okay. All right. Does it matter what flavor?
No.
Grape?
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'll tell you. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. This time of year, Miss Bessie, it's nice to have a little soda every now and then.
Yes.
We used to keep a little 7-Up and ice cream, and we put a little ice cream in one of them big glasses there, pour a little 7-Up on it,
and you got a real soda.
This time of year, it's so nice. A lot of times, you know, it's so hot you can't eat.
What
you ever notice that?
Yeah. I don't eat much anyway in the summertime.
So if you got something kind of light.
Well, yes, I have some light too. I don't bother with nothing heavy.
Yeah.
No.
Some kind of little liquid.
Yes.
If you've got some liquid.
Oh, yes, I keep some.
I keep
juices and things. I get a quarter of orange juice every when the man come around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he comes around, I get a quarter of orange juice from him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you see, that's the advantage of being down there on the road, because he don't come back here.
No. But if you want it, you can get it. I can get it for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know it. He come every week?
He comes twice a week.
See? It's best if a man comes by the house there, and she can get a lot of things.
Oh?
She can get orange juice.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, he has lovely orange juice.
Oh, really? This is ginger ale, and this is orange soda. Which one? This? Okay.
Yeah, he has lovely orange juice.
I tell you, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, he has it every time he comes. Woo. He comes twice a week.
Well, does he have other things?
Huh?
What else does he have?
Well,
vegetables?
No, he doesn't have vegetables. He's a milkman.
Oh, the milkman.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he carries things besides milk.
Well, I didn't know that.
He don't care nothing but milk and orange juice and some other kind of drink he has. I don't know what it is, but I never buy none.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Oh.
I like the orange juice better. Yes, he has nice orange juice. It is hot in here.
Nice. See if you can feel that now.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't even like to think about it right now, Miss Betty.
Yeah.
Just the thoughts of it makes me hot.
Oh, Lordy.
Just the thoughts of it. You trying to get cleaned up this morning?
Yeah. They washed all the dishes and things, but I got the pots to clean up and things. They didn't wash no pots.
Oh, that's a different matter, ain't it? That's another story.
Yeah, another horse coming.
Of course, another color, yeah. Well, that's right. Nice of them to wash the dishes, ain't it?
That's right.
They put, and you have to put things away.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you have some pretty good help?
Yes, I have brought me and
Doris?
Yes, and Bo Willis' wife. You know Bo Willis, don't you?
You know
Martin.
Huh?
Martin.
What does he do?
He drives a transfer. I don't know. He's out and going all the time with that on that transfer.
Oh. Where does he live?
He lives in a new house right up on the road there.
Doesn't he?
A little greenhouse.
Yeah.
Before you get to the next greenhouse. He lives in the first greenhouse on the road.
Yeah.
He's smart. Very smart.
Oh. You gotta think pretty fast to drive these transfers.
Well, he drives. I said you're supposed to come to the house. I said, and you was all. He said, yes. I come by your house, but he said I thought you was going to be, and I wouldn't say nothing. I said, no, I wasn't going to be. And he said, well, I didn't stop. He said, I should have stopped after I come by there, but I said, yeah, I just drove on. He was late coming in.
I don't know why they think everybody's going to bed, especially if they don't see them.
I don't know either.
Well, they've seen you out there on the porch so much of the time.
Yeah.
And you're not out there as much as you used to be.
Well, yes, I do. I'll be on the porch. I think I'll be sitting behind that bush.
Can't see you. Yeah, we better get Uncle Gil to just take that bush out and put somewhere else.
Mm-mm. It won't live. Die.
Well, at least we can see you.
Huh?
At least we can tell when you're at home. Yes. No. Generally, you know, Miss Bessie used to be on the porch a good bit of the time, Faye.
Yeah.
You know, when the wind wasn't out there and it's cool. Miss Daisy hardly ever out on her porch, just
late
in the afternoon or something.
Yeah, that's right. It should be in the afternoon.
Yeah. I don't know why, but she just never.
She says she'd be in the house and doing some killing around or so. She'd be asleep more than she'd do anything.
Ironing or something?
Sleep, she'd be asleep.
Just be in there with her stretched out.
Yeah.
But you know, people come up here, and a lot of times they don't even honk.
No.
And if you don't see them and go out there, they just drive on off.
They will.
I don't know why they expect you to be out there.
Maybe they think you're going off somewhere.
Just run and they drive
all these
up.
Bushes and stuff and all them out, them sheds and all, you could be out there working, they never see you.
Yeah, I see a lot of cars come up in here and turn around and go come out.
You know, people are not used to the country ways anymore, Miss. They don't know how people act.
They don't. Yeah, they ought to go and see. Come in the country and live a while.
Yes.
And to find out.
They ought to find out a little.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what it is.
Now, I know Charlie Daniels in that new house down on the road. You'd think they're never home. They have everything shut up, you know. They have curtains up. You can't see in the window because the curtains are up. But they have everything shut up. I was just scared of people going to rob you. They don't know you. I said, strangers don't know you since you've been up north, you know. Don't stay around much.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, they just act like they're still up north.
Hmm?
They act like they're still up north.
Yeah. No, because nobody can see in your windows up there.
Yeah.
You're up on the floor, you see.
Yeah.
You can't see.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I'd rather be out on the porch if I had one.
You've got a porch. Mm-hmm. You've
well,
got
I'm
a big
out, I'm outside, too, a lot.
You've got a large porch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When the air is out there, it's nice out there.
Yeah.
Now, right now, the air is in the east. I don't know how much is on that porch.
That's a storm.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's down about Miami. It's coming up this way. I don't know where it's going to get here or not, but it's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the man says so. Sad tonight. On the road, the storm.
Well, we could use a right smart water.
Sound wrong.
We could use a right smart water.
You ain't got enough yet?
Oh, yeah, they're almost dry back there.
Well, you get your hay in first.
Yeah.
Cut your hand and get it in for
yeah.
The water cup.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you ought to do. All you know, them swamps back there just got one or two little old water holes in them now.
It is.
See, all it hadn't rained it heavy much, you know, just little old light showers.
Mm-hmm.
It's rain enough to keep the grass going, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you, yesterday morning early, guy, I saw Isaiah down there clipping a hedge.
Yesterday
early.
Morning.
Early.
I had told him to clip my hedge Saturday, and he went off and stayed and went fishing.
Yeah.
And he didn't come in until the, and the next, about 1 o'clock that morning. And so, he's out there cutting the hedge. I didn't know he was out there cutting.
Yeah.
So when I got up, I looked out the door. I said, oh, he's going out early. And I looked out again. Let's see my big clipping.
Yeah. He hadn't forgotten that.
No, I didn't know he was out there. I thought he was going again.
It was about 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked Isaiah yesterday when he was working out there. I asked him if he was going to put in a fall garden.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't, wasn't exactly sure. It's a little early for it.
Well, it ain't early, about the 1st of September. Time to plant.
Turnip greens?
Spring. I'm going to plant me some.
You are?
I'll plant them beside the fence, you know.
Uh-huh.
Where they can run up on the fence. Have my own beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have my own beans out there.
And get in some turnip greens and collards. That would help a fella a great deal, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Xavier said he got some collards. I don't know where he got them from, but he said, he clips it, take the top off the first one, then the next one come along, they grew up just like the other collars. He just told me he just plowed them up here about a half a month ago. Plant collars, he had collars all the winter and all the spring. They grow as he cut them down, you see. So he said he got them from a man. I don't know who he got them from, but he got them from a man. But they grew right up. Comes right up again.
Oh, you know. Could you get some of those?
No, I don't got none. I don't care nothing about collards.
Well, you're not the only one around here.
I don't like them.
Miss Bessie, collards and turnip greens and something like that. You got to have something like that.
Yeah, but I love turnip greens and I love roots. I like the roots of the turnips.
Yes.
But I just don't like collards. They're just too rough.
You just don't like them anyway.
No, they're just too rough in your stomach, I think. Mm-hmm. I just don't like them. Cool, so I can eat them once in a way, but I don't care for them.
Yeah.
Care about no collards.
You know, I used to think collards just grew in the winter time.
Well, up the state, you get collards that were in the frost and fell on them, you see, because people don't cut them like they do down here all the time. They wait till the frost come and put that frost on them. And then when you get them, they're sweet. They're nice and good. They cook quick too.
And you can eat them?
Yeah, I can eat them.
It's these old Florida collards. You don't care?
No. Don't like no Florida collards. Like a Florida beef, I don't care nothing about it.
Just don't care about Florida beef.
Isaiah said if he could get that cut, hair or anything, I told him I had a hair.
Mm-hmm.
He can use my hair.
He didn't know that.
Well, if he's in the farming business, he ought to find out.
No, he didn't know you had a heart.
The only trouble about letting people use your equipment, one trouble is they'll take it and keep it.
They won't bring it back.
They won't bring it back. They'll just let it sit there.
Well.
Well, now you see, he's right here in front of the house. He don't need to come up. If he used it, he wouldn't have to come get it till he wanted to use it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And when he got through with it, he could put it onto my shed and not onto his.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember Dr. Van Arnhem used to use some of my stuff. I couldn't even run him down and get it back. And he never did use it, you know. He'd just keep it.
Look at it.
Just look at it. That's right.
Well, fall gardens are...
Hmm?
Fall gardens are pretty nice to have, aren't they, down here?
Yeah.
Oh, I love mustard.
I do, too.
Let's get some put in.
I love mustard greens. But outside of that, I don't know. Collard greens, I don't like them.
Now, that's not very strong. That's about, but you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need a little breather, say. You know, I've been going since 6:30 this morning. I haven't accomplished anything. Got that sick cow, you see.
Oh.
They take a lot of time. Then the horse got out. One thing or another.
I mean, he was running too. He run way up to the corner before he stopped.
With his tail sticking up?
No, wasn't sticking up. He didn't have his tail up, but he was just running. And these other horses followed him all the way up to the corner.
Yeah.
He stayed up there a while, picked grass around up there. And he come back.
Yeah. He's too far from home. He didn't like it up there.
Trotted around that corner. Well, when he started out, his tail was up like a plume, right down the lane.
He sure can run. Put him on a track.
Yeah.
Try him out.
Oh,
he let you get on him, won't he?
Not yet. Nobody's been on him. He's too young. Guy, they did have a good time.
Who?
Yesterday.
Where were you?
I was sitting in here. You know, I heard them singing, Miss Daisy. I didn't know they sang.
You didn't?
No. I thought they'd just eat and run.
No, they stay there a long time, talking,
yeah,
and singing.
Yeah.
They're very nice, that group is. They're very nice boys.
Well, that's one of the best, isn't it?
Yeah. So they wasn't going to the union, so they come on over here.
Yeah.
Some of them went to the union. You see, they have a union on the 5th Sunday. And so they didn't go to the union. They have in now the anniversary up to Mickey Nook. It'll be grand up there then. They sing the picture. They have it at the Baptist Church. You know where the Baptist Church is?
Mm-mm.
It ain't far from the highway. It's when you go through the Meganobi, keep on down on the right. And it sits right over this way.
the Baptist Church.
How long does it last? All week?
Yeah.
Have you been?
Huh?
Have you been?
They haven't started. They start this week. Start this week.
What, today?
I don't know where to have it at night, morning and night. Because the boys all been working,
yeah.
And they have this at night.
Yeah. So they may start this tonight.
Yeah, it's either tonight or tomorrow night this stuff starts.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe we better go listen to them sing.
I told Bob Willis I'd be up there. Don't know what night I was coming, but I would come.
Well, they sang for Miss Bessie. They sang for you.
Yes, they did say this. They sang 2-3 pieces.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, Faye, they sang for Miss Bessie?
Well, I figured they singing specially for her. Because she was sitting at the table here, and they were all looking at her.
Oh, she just had a private concert.
She did. And that was as beautiful happy birthday arrangement as I ever heard.
Is that so?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they did sing it lovely. It sung very nicely.
I didn't know you liked singing so well, Miss Bessie.
You didn't?
No.
Mr. Miles, I've always loved singing. I used to go to the opera house to hear them sing.
Yeah.
In New York. I used to go to in Carnegie Hall. I always was there when they had something to do on down there. I love singing.
Yeah. Well, now, these boys are mighty good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very good. Very nice.
Yeah. Well, now, they're not like Carnegie Hall, but they are.
Oh, no, it ain't. Not like Carnegie Hall, but really, they're good singers.
But they're worth listening to, aren't they?
Yeah, sure they are.
Yeah.
They really are. They sing beautiful.
Now, they work at it too, don't they?
Hmm?
They work at it.
Oh, yes, they have practice.
And some of them have been with the group a long time.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, sir, they are fine singers. And there's enough extra of them, so they don't all have to be there at one time.
Oh, no.
If one of them needs to be off for a few days, he can. Somebody else will come
that's
in.
That's right. Now, J.D. Stewart, he wasn't there. That's Johnny Stewart's son. He died last year. I think Johnny died last year. And this is son. He's going to play the piano.
Oh?
Yeah, he played the piano for us. But he sang right along with the piano, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he sings, too. But I wish you could have heard Deacon Holland. Because I guess he'll be up to the church, too. He sang a song about one more step. I'll make two for you. And honestly, he sung that. It's so beautiful. Oh. He just fills you up when he sings those things. He just fills you up.
Yeah.
But it's saying it's pretty. He won't have to be up there. If he ain't sick, he'll be there.
Yeah.
You'll hear him too.
You hear from him, won't you?
Yeah. Yeah, so you hear from him. So if you go up there now, I'll have one of the boys to sing a piece for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I'm going to sing a piece for you. But he certainly can sing.
Uh-huh. Now, Deacon Hollis, he's one of my favorites.
I know he is.
Yes,
sir, he really is.
And he can talk. I just soon hear him talk and sing. Either one, don't matter.
Yes, sir, he certainly can talk. I love to hear him talk, too.
Yes, sir.
Well, they're pretty good eaters, too, I guess.
No, they don't eat so much.
They don't eat so much.
You see, when they don't eat much on account of singing. When they got to sing, they don't eat much. Very light. Because they can't sing with a stomach full.
Well, that surprised Miss Bessie. That surprises me.
Yeah.
I thought they just fill up and have a big stomach full and go ahead and sing like no.
No, they can't sing. Can't sing with a stomach full.
Yeah. Well, that was very nice.
I saw a good many women there too.
Yeah. Betty was there, and one of the boys had their wives there, and Doris, and what's his name? Don, and Miss Willis Stoller was there from McIntosh. Yeah, quite a few women is there. They all of them helped to work, though.
All of them helped you?
I didn't do nothing.
After they got there, you didn't do nothing?
No, I didn't do anything. They told me to go sit down. They would do the serving and everything.
Yeah, is that right?
Lynn helped serve, too.
Is that right?
Y'all have been in and seen him. Oh, he did. He enjoyed himself.
Yeah.
He really did.
Oh, he likes a party.
Yeah, he loves that. He's he wants anything he get up and go get it. Help yourself.
Yeah.
But they had some punch there. I thought they were going to be sick because I thought it would make him sick. Every time I see Lenny, he's getting a glass full. Yeah, so he's getting a glass full. I was afraid he's going to be sick.
Oh, he's healthy. He can eat like a horse.
Yeah.
He said he moved that round table by himself.
Yeah. He'd get up and go get what he wants. When he get eat what he had, you know, then he go get some more. I got a big table out there. I don't know where you're seeing it now, sitting it against the hedge.
Yes.
To put all the food on that so we wouldn't have to go back in the house hunting.
Oh, that's what you did.
Yeah. put it out there on the table where it would, you know, it wouldn't get cold like in the winter time. Just set it out there, everything out there. And so, when Lynn sure did enjoy himself. I mean, sure he was going to be seen. I'm afraid that punch is going to upset his stomach, you know. Didn't do anything to him.
Now, did you... who served the plates? One of the women?
Yeah, the women served the plates.
They served the plates.
Yeah.
And then just handed them out.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted more to this, some of them go get it.
Was Brock there?
No, Rock is kind of sick. He's got the... he got a... kidney trouble.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah, he's got kidney trouble. So he and his wife was there.
What's
that? Didn't you see that big old wagon there?
Oh, that's his.
Yeah.
That wagon. Uh-huh.
It's on the side of the...
Uh-huh.
She was there. Of course, they got a car too. But she come in that. I don't know why she come in it. She's nice, though.
Uh huh.
She sure is.
Miss Bessie, you got more young friends than anybody else.
Young friends? Oh, I got so many young friends. I got old friends, too.
You just stand in with all of them, don't you?
Yeah, that's the way to do. You stand in with them, so you want something done, you can get it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And when they see you, they know who you are.
That's right.
Now, Lloyd came up here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You just come by, Lloyd.
Lord, come out of the house, you
uh-huh.
mean? Yeah, because I sent that tree up your vine.
Yeah, I said he just came by to see you?
No. He come and fix my light. I got in the kitchen to switch something wrong with it.
Uh-huh.
It didn't act right. Now I was scared to,
yeah.
to put it on.
Yeah.
And when you put it on, it would go out and then snap again, you see? And so he just put a new switch in there.
I asked Miss Bessie if Isaiah couldn't fix it. She said Lord would fix it.
Yeah, I would trust Isaiah to fix it because he's not an electrician,
uh-huh.
you see. And he may do something wrong. Because when it would go out, he could push it back some kind of way to make it stay on. But I couldn't do it. I was afraid. I didn't know what might happen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So he just took it out and put a new switch in it.
Yeah.
That.
That's that your house is made out of good hard wood.
Yeah.
But it'll still catch on fire, and you have to be careful.
Yeah, that's right.
Now your house has got that good old hardwood in it, and Miss Daisy's has got that old soft wood.
That's right.
Just
some places the termites don't eat the wood up.
Over at her house?
Yeah. Don't eat the wood up.
Where are they working?
On at the joists on the side of the house.
Yeah.
And so she has to get somebody to soon fix it.
Yeah. Well, you can get some stuff put on the ground, you know, to so they can't get in. I've done this house. We had termites, you know,
mm-hmm.
in this bathroom where they put in the new stuff, new plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
And ever so often, I just go around and put it around there, around these pillars.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps them down. She can do
that. Well, you see, when we tore the old house down, the man put that same stuff in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't had any troubles yet so far.
Well, they won't get the old lumber, but if you put in a piece of new,
oh Lord, it's gone.
They'll find it.
That's right.
You know they even eat picture frames, Miss Vassie.
You do?
Yes, I've seen picture frames where they
eat.
Yes. We better go.
Let me see what Mother left in here. I'll fix your sandwich if you'll.
No, thank you.
I guess Miss Bessie has some sandwiches. She doesn't know what to do right now. You well fed right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I eat no breakfast.
Yeah?
I just had some coffee, that's all. I didn't want anything to eat.
Well, I tell you, sometimes coffee tastes mighty good, don't it?
It does. I have to get it in the morning if I don't have a drink in the morning. After that, I don't care for it. Middle of the day.
You know, one nice thing about a party, you get all cleaned up and you can just sit back and enjoy it for a while.
You certainly can.
I used to think people never did clean up much, Betsy, until they had a party. Maybe have a party so they'd have to clean up a little bit.
Well, maybe some people don't.
Well, you didn't get so tired this time.
No, but I was too tired to come up here last night. I just couldn't come up here.
Yeah.
I couldn't walk way up here, you see.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah.
For me to walk after being on my feet, you know, so much.
Yeah.
Because I would sit down a lot, but still it was a little hard on my back. What night you want to go up?
Well, you find out.
You can go up any night.
Okay.
Any night you want to go.
All right.
Go up there.
All right. You find out when you want to go and we'll go.
Okay. I think Wednesday night would be a good night.
All right. We go a little early, and I'll take one of these machines along,
mm-hmm.
and then we can come back and play it all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go when Deacon Holler's there.
Well, I think he'll be there most every night.
Well, we just have to take a chance.
Yeah, he's up there with tonight and see.
And that's the Baptist church?
Yes.
Who's the preacher?
I don't know since that they lost a preacher. He got drowned. That man got drowned up on the lake. Up there on the Shelter Lake.
Oh.
Oh, he was... The pastor was there. He was there fishing. He went to fishing. And nobody knew how he fell in. He must have had a spell or something. He must have had, because he, everything was there where he had, was on it, right on the bank. His pocketbook and everything was lined up. So he must have fell in a went in swimming or something. I don't know how, but he got drowned.
Whatever happened, did the George Mitchell's boy got drowned? Whatever happened, did they ever get any insurance or anything out of that?
Yeah, Miss Steele told me that they were, the man come from down the road, come there and paid her off. He paid $1,700, and then paid $1,700 to Martha and $1,700 to George. I don't know how, why they separate that way, but he just, that's the way he paid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did get it.
Well, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. I seen him building a house now.
They got something to pay it with now, haven't they?
Yeah. They're building, a stone house on it.
Yeah. Well, if they'd put it in the bank and...
And Martha put hers in the bank, but I guess they, you know, put it in it, pay off the bill, you see.
Yeah.
So. I don't know how that boy got drowned. He must just fell in the lake.
Yeah.
And got tangled up in them bonnets or something.
Yeah, couldn't get out.
No.
Well, you're not supposed to go out by yourself, Miss Bessie.
No, but they wasn't far, George, and they wasn't far from him. This is a lake right down in the, where Freddie had his airplane.
Yeah.
But it's a big lake down in there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't far from where they were, because they had the car. They put the car down there out of the sun. The shade.
Yeah.
But they don't know how he got out, how he fell out of what? There wasn't no water in the boat. So Freddie got him out.
Yeah.
So he must have fell in, because they say there wasn't a bit of water in the boat.
Yeah. Well, what's Faye doing? Anything?
I don't see it.
Faye? Well, I thought she'd gone to get something. I was waiting on her. Maybe she did.
What's that?
She answered. I thought you'd gone to get something.
Well, I was, and I had this thing in soaking in it back in.
Oh. Oh, I see.
I'll just bring it down later. There was some things Mother had left.
Oh, I see.
She thought she had a real pretty dress for you. She didn't know what kind of dress she was going to wear on your birthday yesterday. But it needed to have a little soaking done on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it was in there soaking. So I was in it down. In the summer dress. So, guy.
Well, Miss Bessie, we enjoyed this little visit.
Well, just rest here.
Yeah.
There's your another banana.
Thank
you. You like bananas.
Yes, sir.
This is Channel 2 right, around 700 or 800, and the end of the visit with Miss Bessie this Monday, the the 30th of August, 1971, at noon, we had a drink. We didn't have anything she couldn't eat. This is Channel 2 right in the end of the visit with Miss Bessie at noon, the Monday, the 30th of August, 1971, the day after her big birthday party for the male chorus.